They have an identity theft problem. What if we could just eliminate you as the boss handling that problem for your employer, trying to give them direction, or want to borrow money so they can hire an attorney, or any of those things? And so our goal became, let's figure out how to build a solid relationship with the business owner, or again, the person who's over HR, and build with them, show them we are your partner in business. In other words, Legal Shield, our membership, or us as the associates, our business partner with that or consultant with that business owner, saying, here's how we can help solve your employee problems, at least on this level, and we can give your employees the peace of mind so that they can stay focused at work, they can take care of what they're supposed to. And the reality is that's what the business owner is paying those people to do. He's not paying them to show up and solve their problems while at work. The business owner is paying them to get the job done that do the business that the business owner has. And so we spent a lot of time building those relationships. Now, Leslie and I, we have companies all across North America, from New York to Southern California, from Florida clear to Washington State, everywhere in the country. And we've been able to build a relationship with those business owners and helping them see what the value is of having this membership to help their employees. And so, and I hear what I'm going to tell you, be a student of what they need. Be a student of what people are dealing with. And when you start figuring out that it's not here, I'm not here to sell them a membership, I'm here to help them with their problems, the memberships kind of happen on their own. Don't get me wrong, we're still here to sell memberships. I still want to get paid for my efforts. And I still work really hard. But when I started changing my focus from I'm here to sell you something to I'm here to help you take care of things, the reception became a different animal. And we've got in excess of 100 different companies that we take care of or offer Legal Shield and ID Shield to. And it's been a great opportunity to see those people with their success, getting calls from business owners and from employees for that matter. Thank God you were here. I'm so grateful that you came to my company. I'm so grateful that I have this membership because now I have a piece of my life back, or I don't have to deal with that problem anymore, or I got the help where I needed it. And that really grew our business. So the first 7 years of our business, we spent most of our time networking and building team and everything else. And for the last 5 or 6 years now, we've kind of transitioned. We're still doing that, and I'm going to tell you right now, continue to recruit. It's the most important part of this business you'll ever have. But when you're talking to those business owners, make sure that you're worried about taking care of them rather than selling them, and the rest of it will come pretty easy. And here, I'm going to give you some tips here, maybe something to think about. When you go out to talk to that business owner or the person head of HR, do some research on the company. One of the things we found really helpful was both LinkedIn, Facebook, and Google. You can get a bunch of research and get a good idea what that company is actually doing, what they produce or what they do for as a business, how many employees they have, what their turnover rates are, all of those type of things, so that when you sit down with that business owner or, again, a business owner or personal head of HR, when you sit down with them, you know about their business. So you can bring up things that help promote the value of having Legal Shield to all the employees, to having Legal Shield maybe as a in the business or maybe a small business plan, depending on the size of the business. When you can come in there and you know enough about their business, which shares with them, you care enough about their business and their success that you took the time to get to know who they are and what they do, it really changes how receptive they are in talking to you. Because now you're not coming in as just another sales guy, because they have tons of those happen probably every day. But when you come in as a business partner with the intent of how can we best assist your business in being successful, the truth is all of a sudden now they want to hear from you. They're excited for what you have to offer. And that doesn't mean everybody says yes, and again, to think so is foolish. But it means that you've created a bond. So the next time they think about an employee benefit, the next time they think about, hey, we had a problem, I have an employee with an issue, you're the first person that comes to mind. Because in the reality of this whole thing is they're buying you as a person. They're not buying Legal Shield. They're not buying ID Shield. They're buying you as a person, and the services that you provide helps their business. So as you go out there and visit with folks and you build all these things up, I'm going to encourage you, take the time to get to know them, figure out what they what their interests are. If you can Facebook somebody or even do a LinkedIn search, a lot of times you can find out about their hobbies. So when you sit down with them, you don't start off with a business briefing or an overview of what we provide, but you start asking questions. You know, I see you follow basketball. What's your favorite team? I see you're into bowling or golf or whatever. And pay attention to what that person looks is liking and does in their life. And that builds a trust because all of a sudden you know and care about them. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I did find as I went through and did all of this stuff is not everybody said yes. In fact, lots and lots of people say no. But even the folks that said no, one of the follow-up questions that I often did with them was I would ask them, oh, so this isn't a right fit for you, at least not right now. I'm guessing you as a business owner, you probably know people who are struggling with some of these things. Maybe somebody who you do business with. Maybe they're having some employee issues, or maybe they're having some issues, and they talk about it because business owners know business owners. So oftentimes I take the time, and if I can remember to do it right, I always ask the question this way. I realize this probably isn't the right fit for you at the moment, but I'm guessing you probably know somebody who we can help. And more often than not, they know somebody. Now all of a sudden I don't have another cold call to go make, or I don't have to go do I still go do the research, but I don't have to go start all over. I can say, John, at this business mentioned that this might be a good fit for you, and John, I apparently is a good friend of yours. He thought we might have something that might be beneficial to your business and your company. You have 15 minutes. I can sit down and show you what we are able to do for you. And the referral part of this thing, if you do this and you, if you can master this, and I'll be as transparent as I can be, I have not mastered this. You know, if I've got them saying yes and we're good to go and they're ready to figure out a time for sitting down with the employees, I oftentimes forget to ask for who else do you know. But if you can master that, this business is no longer about contacting new businesses. What you're doing is you're contacting friends of friends of friends, and it gets so much easier as you build it. So don't, if you master nothing else, remember to get referrals. Now, that's all good and said, and that's how we get the whole thing started. But here's what I'm going to tell you. One of the things that I'm going to tell you is probably most important with business and any business is tracking what you're doing. We have file systems on everybody. We have a contact sheet on who we talk to. Even if the contact is, let's say, negative or not going anywhere, we have the person's name. We know when we met with them. We know as much as we can about the company. We have a list of how many employees they have, where they're located, if they have more than one location for their business, so that maybe if we get an opportunity, and it's not altogether, hey, don't ever call me again, in 6 months, a year from now, as we follow up, we have the information to do that. But every business owner on the planet tracks their business. If you're having a successful business, you know where your money's coming from, you know how many employees you have, you know who you do business with. And as Legal Shield Associates, we tend to, because the cost of getting started is so small, we tend to start this business as almost like a hobby. You know, it's a good idea, and I can talk to this person, I can talk to that person, and 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months down the road, you can't remember who you talked to, or you remember you were there at one point, but you don't have notes on what you said the last time. The late, great Mr. Jim Rohn said, if you're going to meet with people, take notes. As has been said, a short pencil is much better than a long memory. So take notes. You know, make sure that you do that. And you may not be able to take notes in the middle of the meeting, but when you get back out to your car, you get back to your office, write down what was said and what you communicated about. And this is just solid business. And even the government does this way. I mean, when the president goes to meet with the prime minister or whatever, he has a brief where somebody sits down with him and says, hey, last time you communicated with these people, you said this and they said this, and here's what your plan was to follow up and keep all that track, keep track of all those things. So when you sit down again, you're already ahead of the curve. So I'm going to encourage you, figure out a filing system. There's some great contact sheets. But then file those things just like a business. We have filing cabinets here in our home, in our home-based business, where we have listed in alphabetical order, here's the name of the company, here's what we did with them, and then we also have a book that we keep that says, okay, here's when we need to follow up with that company, and here's what's going to happen next, and here's what they said in our last conversation, so we know what to do. And this is a business. And when business owners realize you're treating their business like a business and you treat your own business like a business, they have a whole lot more respect for you and want to do business with you. So a couple of things there I would recommend that everybody does. Take the time, write them down, and sit on your desk, because we all know how those notepads happen. Great idea, throw it on the desk, and a week later it's under a pile of paper and you can't see track of it. So file system is really important. And then, again, I talk about the tracking part of things. And when we first started, we had a big whiteboard in the office, and we wrote down every name of every company that we saw, every person that we saw at that company, and that would refer back to the file. And we just kind of kept track of how many companies we've seen, how many we saw this week, how many we are going to see next week, what appointments do we have, what phone calls do we need to make. And what that did is it made us accountable, and not accountable to anybody but ourselves. But when you walk in the office and you see that whiteboard on the wall and it says, you got to call John Smith today, and John Smith's at this number and this company, well, when you get around 10 o'clock in the morning and you still haven't made that phone call, you realize, I still got to take care of my business the way I did. But if you make it visual, and there's a lot of ways to do this. This is just what worked for us, and I'm not telling you this is the best way for everybody. But we had a big whiteboard in the office that listed all those things. At this point, we have computer programs that keep track of that, but we still list everything on our whiteboard that's going on this month and next month and the third month out, so that we're always working 90 days ahead, or at least focused on what's 90 days ahead, because it's hard to build business tomorrow. As anybody who's been doing this business or the B2B side of everything, it's really tough to meet with somebody today and get an enrollment tomorrow. But you can meet with somebody today and set something for 30 days down the road. And if you can track that, you have a good idea of what you need to do and what you need to follow up with in proper time. And then here's the last part of the tracking that we do. Is if we go out and sit down and do an enrollment with a company and we get out and visit with the folks, is on our contact sheet, we write down how many people we saw and how many memberships or lives we were able to change or enhance or get the memberships for. Now, you have the report sheets that keep track of who bought what, but we need to know how many, and it helps keep track of our percentages. And once you know your averages, it's real easy to figure out, hey, I'm going to go see a company with 30 employees. I'm going to tell you my experience is, after almost 6 years of doing the B2B side, if I don't get 50% or more, I'm really kind of frustrated. I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. And there are times I don't get 50%, but most of the time, and statistically over the 100 or so companies we have, we're over 50% enrollment on most of them. Now, that didn't happen the first time, but over time, that did happen. But what it does is it tells you what your percentages are. So as you're working towards your performance club points and all of those type of things, if you know I'm going to see 30 people and I only get 20 out of 30 or 20% of 30, I know I got to see X number of people in order to get my performance club points or qualify as an exec or whatever else you're running for. If you know what your numbers are, it becomes real easy to track that and book that. I shouldn't say it comes really easy. You know where you're at, because it's all work, and it's all going to be frustrating days where everybody says no, and there's going to be days where everybody says yes. But if you know what your numbers are, and Jim Rohn talked about this, the law of averages, it's not what you had today, but the amount of seed you sowed. If you can know those things, you can predict almost with surety over a period of time exactly what you're going to do, and you know, I got to ramp up my business this much in order to accomplish what I want. So tracking your business as a business owner is key. And again, this is not a hobby thing for us. I mean, it's a real business. It's paid us in excess of six figures for, well, 5 or 6 years now. We know what we can do. We know our predictability in our business and what can happen with it. But we started this whole thing with building relationships with the business owners. The other part of this that's so important, and I guess I'll finish up going through this. I don't know. How much time do I need, Mr. Moore? I don't even know.
But, 9 more minutes.
Okay. All right. So the last part of this that I'm going to share with you, and I think makes all the difference, is business owners are intelligent people, and they want to know that you're intelligent and you know your business. So I'm going to tell you, study your business. You need to know all the answers. This isn't like doing a private business reception where you can have a third party come in and make those or do a three-way call and get all that edification. Most of the time, you've got 5 to 15 minutes to impress who you are and that you know your business. So in a book, one of my favorite authors is Ken Blanchard, and I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's probably most famous for The 1 Minute Manager. And one of the first books of his I ever read, it was No Can Do. K-N-O-W-C-A-N-D-O. No Can Do. And in this book, one of the philosophies that he teaches is that we don't need to spend so much time learning new things, but learning fewer things more. So become a master at something. And I relate this back to like doctors. You know, if you're a general practitioner as a doctor, you have a good patient base and you're going to make some good money and you're going to be fine. But if you are a specialist, in other words, you only do one thing and you become the very best at that one thing, in many cases, you can make millions. And the reason is because people come to you because you know your business and you focus on one thing. So I'm not telling you in Legal Shield you need to focus just on the B2B, but you need to have a major and a minor, and you've probably all heard this before. If your major is to become a B2B, a employee benefit, group benefit, or small business expert, learn that. Master that craft. In other words, know all the ins and outs. Study it. Watch the videos. Do some research. You can call and get questions answered from corporate. If you're not sure, there's obviously going to be a B2B trainer in your marketplace. If not, I'm sure Mr. Moore can refer you to somebody who is on the team who really knows that business, knows our business, who can answer those questions so that when you go in and sit down with that business owner, you have all the answers. And if you don't have all the answers, here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't make one up. Tell them, you know what, I'm not quite sure. Let me get back with you on that. But the more knowledge you walk in with, the more successful you will be. And the last thing on there is just do personal development. Read the books. And again, if you want to be a great salesman, there's books on sales. If you want to be a great mom, there's books on being a mom. If you want to be whatever you want, spend the time. Personal development is what changed my business probably more than anything. Learning to read and understand and put in place the things that make my business grow. With that being said, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call. I hope what I've shared with you is useful. Feel free to email me if you have any questions. It's legalshield.mark@gmail.com is the one I check probably 10 or 15 times a day. But don't legalshield.mark@gmail.com, and I will do my best to answer those questions. Again, I'm not the expert at everything. I've just done it, made enough mistakes. I know what not to do. I think as much as more than anything. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on here. Mr. Boomer, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, Mark, first of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you being on. Second of all, I've got maybe a person or two on the line here that may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right. I didn't have that set up, but let's go on out to the state of Texas at another $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Mark, you're doing an incredible job. I've been taking notes ever since you started there. I know you mentioned you had over 100 accounts in several industries. Are you working a specific industry? And if so, are you using any other business partners to help service your accounts?
I have just a few on my team that I have used with, and not a specific industry. I work with several associations in different arenas, and that was one of the things that worked really well for us is getting to know some of the associations, and there's associations for everything, from car dealership associations to golf equipment dealers association or whatever. If you can get to know them, they have a huge network of people that it's with. So that was one of the things that we started and learned worked well for us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that help. I currently have a huge association as well, and I wondered if you were working with associations. You're right. They do have a large connection there of numbers of people to work with.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I've had people on my team and other people go out and take care of services and account if I can't get out there for whatever reason. And I've done the same thing for other folks. And I've done, I'm a field trainer with the company, so I can go out and do some field training with them and help them out. But again, it's a good resource to have if you know people who can do it. I just like to know that people know what they're doing before I send them into my company. Does that make sense?
Good guys, good guys. Thank you so much for your training tonight. It was very helpful.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, I believe that's all we have lined up for tonight, but again, I appreciate, not only what you're doing for our team, but also your service as a police officer. You know, we have the same type of background, and I really appreciate how you've stood the test of time, how you carry yourself, and, of course, how you handle this business. Tell Miss Leslie that we appreciate her, too. I know she works side by side with you in this business, and I know you're still running your family there. But thank you very much, both of you, for the outstanding job that you and the way you hold yourself for the More Success team. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Mark. Appreciate that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end. Or did you have anything else, Mark?
No, sir.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to end our call for this month. We'll like for you to go ahead and stay on the line here in the next 30 minutes. We'll be having a regular conference call. Tonight's special guest speaker will be Mr. Jeff Hughes. If you've ever heard Mr. Hughes, he's a $200,000 income earner, Millionaire Club member. He's built a huge organization over the last 20 years in this business. He's going to give you a lot of great information. Also, we have a special guest tonight. There'll be Mr. John Long. He's got some great announcements. So if you haven't notified your team to be on the call, make sure and get them on the call because you don't want to miss any of these announcements. So with that, we're going to go ahead and end this call, get ready for the next call. Just like Mr. Moore always says, let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just fine. Good night, everyone.